Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
War in a spiritual battle in time and space, a war that is constantly waging around us. Every nation on the planet, every people group, every tribe, and every segment of society is caught up in a vicious battle with the forces of evil. This war is fought on a variety of different levels. My friends, it is a war that has eternal consequences. Sadly, very few truly understand the magnitude of this spiritual war that we are in the midst of. It is my hope that this broadcast, this radio presentation, will shed some light into this spiritual war that we find ourselves in time and space. I'm hoping this broadcast will shed some light not only into this war in time and space that we face each and every day externally, but also the war that we find ourselves fighting inwardly, internally. That's right. We are facing various kinds of battles, inner battles, that occur within us that we need to discuss, that you need to be equipped on how you can effectively fight these enemies that wage war against you. You need to fight back. And tonight, I'm going to help you fight back in these inner battles on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story of a Jesus freak from the Voice of the Martyrs.
In some countries, authorities attack and arrest Christians in the cover of night. Not so in Somalia. On January 5, Asha Mberwa, a young wife and mother, fearing for the safety of her family, was on the phone making arrangements to flee the Mogadishu area. Al-Shabaab extremists were monitoring that call and decided to make an example of Asha. The next day, she was arrested. The day after that, Muslim extremists took Asha into the street, waited for a crowd of witnesses to gather, and tragically cut her throat. For the latest on Somalia from the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story of a Jesus freak from the Voice of the Martyrs.
The Voice of the Martyrs is still sorting out an unsettling turn of events in Indonesia involving a 58-year-old Christian man who was convicted of blaspheming Islam. When Antonius Bawengan received the maximum 5 years in prison for distributing literature that allegedly spread hatred of Islam, the sentence was protested by more than 1,000 people. But the protesters were not demanding a more lenient sentence. They wanted Antonius to be killed. To punctuate their demands, the mob attacked police with stones and set two churches on fire. For specific ways to support and pray for Christians in Indonesia, go online to persecution.com.
Broadcast will shed some light into the spiritual battles, the inner battles that you and I face each and every day. And we need to know how to obtain freedom, victory from the forces that enslave us. This is a conflict with the forces of evil, which can be found in the flesh, the world that we live in. And of course, the spiritual entities that are in fact our enemies, the devil and his demons. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament describes this battle in vivid detail in Ephesians chapter 6. He says, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Our spiritual war is not merely against the flesh, that part of humanity that is opposed to the will of God, or the world system for that matter, which is the present societal reality that we currently live in that is opposed to spiritual truth, but rather against our battles, rather against very real entities that are spiritual in nature. We are battling fallen angels whom aren't under the direction of Satan. And my friends, they are inherently evil, and they hunger for destruction. So we need to be aware and understand these evil beings that we're fighting against in the spiritual war. And not only are these spiritual beings fighting us in time and space externally, but they're fighting oftentimes within people. There's inner battles. Perhaps you're listening to this broadcast and you are facing an inner battle. It may be discouragement. Throughout the world, we're seeing great economic hardship. People are discouraged wherever you turn. People are depressed, despaired of even life. Many people can't even properly feed their own children, cannot provide for their own family, having difficulty even providing for themselves, let alone anybody else. Not only physically, but emotionally, spiritually, mentally. They just don't have it within them to give anything to others because they're despaired of life. They're depressed. They're sad, discouraged, frustrated, disappointed. Oftentimes, somebody's hurt these people, and as a result, there's resentment, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, hate, rage, revenge. These are all inner battle fronts that people are facing even as they hear my voice going throughout the world. Perhaps you're facing an inner battle. Perhaps it's a secret sexual sin that you find yourself in bondage to. You're struggling to rid yourself of the porn. of the masturbation, of the fornication, the illicit sexual relationship that you find yourselves in. Perhaps it's an addiction to gambling, nicotine, drugs, prescription drugs, alcohol, TV, the internet. There's many kinds and forms of addictions. Perhaps you find yourself facing an inner battle and understanding who you are in Jesus Christ. You have a low self-esteem in the sense you have no idea how wonderfully you have been created by God and how important you are to God. Your self-worth has been severely damaged. You don't recognize that you're loved and that you're cared for by our Heavenly Father. Perhaps tonight, if you're listening to this radio presentation, you find an inner battle of suicide. Perhaps you've been thinking, even as you're listening to my voice, just moments ago, you were thinking about killing yourself, wanting to end it all because life circumstances is too terrible. It's too rough. Nobody understands. I'm here to tell you, Jesus understands. Jesus cares. And that's all that matters, isn't it, my friends? The Lord Jesus Christ, and perfect love, compassion, grace, and mercy, forgiveness is extended to you tonight. Perhaps you're listening to my voice, and you need to hear this message, that God loves you, deeply cares. He does not want you to hurt yourself. Perhaps you're a cutter. That's another battle many people face. They cut themselves. They mutilate their own bodies. Perhaps you'll find yourselves and bondage to a lesbian relationship, a homosexual relationship. You're struggling with transsexual tendencies. Perhaps you're listening in tonight, and perhaps you're finding yourselves battling many of these different inner battles. You're confused with your sexual identity. You're angry. You're depressed. You're suicidal. You have an addiction that you cannot seem to overcome. I'm here to tell you that all things are possible with our living God. Our God is alive, and He's willing to rescue you tonight. Now, I fully recognize, that sometimes people cannot do it themselves, in the sense they cannot bring about self-deliverance. Self-deliverance is often limited when you're dealing with more powerful spiritual forces. And that's when the body of Christ needs to come in and intervene, needs to come in and help. I'm here as an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to help you. You're listening in tonight by the will of God, because He cares. Perhaps you've mocked Him. You blasphemed His holy name. You spit on the image of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you hate Jesus. You have total disrespect for the things, the holy things of God. I'm here to tell you, we love you. And more importantly, Jesus loves you. Maybe you have an inner battle of belief, believing that Jesus truly is the Son of God, God in the flesh, that He truly is the Savior of the world, that He truly did die on a cross, that He rose again. I'm here to tell you, He died. He shed blood. He rose again. How do I know this? Because He lives in me. He's alive. I feel His presence even now. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive. He's been raised from the dead. He is coming back, and He wants to take you, my friends, with Him. And He wants to help you to win these inner battles that you fight each and every day. You know, the Bible talks about these inner battles. I mean, did you know that the Apostle Paul, he had his share of inner battles? Many of you might be surprised, but you ought not to be. The Bible is a very authentic book, speaking of the lives of real human beings like you and I. He writes this in Romans chapter 7, verse 15. I do not understand what I do. Are you like that, my friends? Do you not understand what you do? Well, you're in good company. The Apostle Paul says, I do not understand what I do. For what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Are you like that sometimes? The things that you hate, but you find your, the things that you hate, you find yourselves in the midst of. You hate the fact, you hate the sin, you hate the evil of being prideful, being so angry at that neighbor, that friend, that family member. You hate that sin, but you find yourself doing it. You find yourself hating that person, not forgiving, holding on to that bitterness and resentment and rage, perhaps that porn addiction that you find yourselves in each and every day. You cannot seem to escape from it. Perhaps you have a week or 2 weeks free from it, but then you find yourselves back in your, back into the bondage. The Apostle Paul says, I do not understand what I do. For what I do want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. Verse 18, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Wow. For what I want to do, for what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it. It is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, I'm here to tell you, if you have an inner battle, Jesus Christ is able to rescue you. Jesus Christ is able to rescue you. Jesus Christ is able to rescue you. Tonight, right now, he's able to rescue you. He's rescued me, and he can rescue you. And having warred against these evil beings, and ministering deliverance to thousands over 20-plus years around the world, I know something about their intentions and their works on the external and internal. And I'm here to tell you, I can agree with the Apostle Paul. I can agree with the Apostle Paul when he says, oh, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is able to rescue you. Yes, spiritual warfare is a battle. And time and space against the flesh, the world system, and the demonic. But we can be victorious through the person of Jesus Christ. For in 2 Corinthians 10, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We have spiritual weapons. And the most powerful weapon we have is Jesus. It sounds so simplistic, but it's the truth, and there's deep truth that's found in Jesus. For he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come unto the Father except through me. Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is our weapon. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So Jesus is the weapon, my friends. And tonight, I'm going to talk about this weapon, Jesus. His name is Jesus, precious, precious Jesus, who loves you, who cares for you, who wants to deliver you, who wants to heal your broken heart, who wants to be your Savior. What a powerful weapon that name of Jesus is. And I want to talk about this weapon on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I have so much I want to share tonight about this weapon, this Jesus. He's able to rescue. I'll be back after this brief intermission.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with news about another real-life Jesus freak. Suddenly, the communists stopped beating the Christian prisoner and blurted out, "I have power of life and death over you. I am God." The Christian, whose name was Wreck, took that moment to speak truth to his persecutor. "You don't know what a deep thing you have said. You have not been created to be a torturer or a man who kills. You have been created to become like God with the life of the Godhead in your heart." Rex's words in that Romanian prison planted a seed with the man. Days later, Rex's torturer opened his heart to Jesus and found his own place in God's family.
How do you respond to the voice of the martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
I'm here to tell you, my friends, that name is Jesus. He's able to rescue. And you're listening in tonight, and you want to know about this weapon, Jesus. You can know him personally by simply surrendering your life to him. That's the first step. And there's people listening literally around this globe or nearly every continent. And you need to know that Jesus is able to enter your life even now. And I'd like for you to pray with me. To simply call upon the name of Jesus. The scriptures so clearly tell us, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered, shall be rescued." And you can be rescued. You can be delivered. Even tonight. So why don't you pray with me? Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, cleanse me, forgive me, Jesus. I have fallen short. I've sinned against you. And I need your forgiveness. Jesus, I give you my life. I trust you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, rescue me, deliver me, heal my heart, and set me free to worship you, to serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that simple prayer, I'd like for you to email me tonight at jay@jaybartlett.org. That's jay@jaybartlett.org. And let me know that you prayed with me, because I would like to send you a free New Testament. A New Testament that will certainly strengthen you, that will guide you, that will help you. I believe that. Be sure to send me your mailing address, and I'd like to send you a free New Testament as soon as possible out in your direction. Now, that weapon is Jesus. I use it all the time here at the home. I use it all the time wherever I find myself in any circumstance, in any life situation, I call upon the name of Jesus. And that name of Jesus is able to rescue. Is able to rescue. You know, the scripture tells us, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, at that name of Jesus, every knee will bow. I would encourage you in those inner battles to call upon that name of Jesus. It sounds so simplistic, my friends, but yet, my friends, it's so powerful. The name of Jesus, it's that simple name of Jesus. I want you, perhaps you know Jesus. You know him as Lord and Savior. You need to call upon him. Even now. But you need to verbalize it. Say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus, you're my Savior. Jesus, your blood. Jesus, your resurrection. Speak the blood. Speak Jesus. That name of Jesus. That is a weapon. Jesus once said, apart from me, you can do nothing. You cannot do anything apart from Jesus. You need that name of Jesus. You need to speak that name of Jesus. That's why I love doing this radio broadcast. One major reason, I get to speak the name of Jesus to many of you throughout the world. And I know who doesn't like that name of Jesus is those demons that battle you inwardly. That's why you need to say that name of Jesus. And even tonight, as I've been doing this radio broadcast, I've been having all kinds of technical difficulty. My computer system went down here in my studio here, in my home. My operating board completely went off. The enemy does not like me talking about Jesus. I would encourage you. You need a weapon? I'll give you a weapon. It's the best weapon you'll ever have, and that's the name of Jesus. It's Jesus, Jesus. I want you to call upon that name of Jesus. Even in the spiritual realm, I could hear people saying, Jesus, Jesus. Say it. Come on. You could say it as you're listening to my voice. You could say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call upon that name. You're going to feel good. You're not going to feel bad. It's weird how people will go years, even believers, years, not calling. Sure, you may inwardly pray. That's good. But call upon that name of Jesus. You'll feel so much better when you do. Trust me on that. It's interesting. The early church practiced this quite often. In 1 Corinthians 1, 2, to the church of God in Corinth, to those who sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. When you call someone, how do you do it? You verbalize it. When you make a phone call, you actually speak that to that person's name. Call upon the name of Jesus even now, and he will rescue you. My friends, I'm looking forward to being with you over the weekend, and I would encourage you to join me as we delve into a topic that very few want to deal with. And it's a topic that I need to discuss. It's the elements of demonization and dissociation right here on Deliverance. My friends, I bless you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.